It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More student athletes can now compete after state health officials loosened quarantine requirements. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some Metro Denver school districts say they were being unfairly penalized for testing student athletes for COVID-19. If an athlete tested positive, the entire team had to quarantine for 14 days. That caused hundreds to miss competitions. State health officials have now released new guidelines that allow athletes to return to practice after 10 days of quarantine, or 7 days if they have a negative test and no symptoms. The state health department is offering free COVID-19 testing for high school wrestlers to let them compete in the state championship this weekend. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
1 year into the pandemic in Colorado, poet Nico Wilkinson has had to figure out what writing looks like now. Here's KRCC's Elena Rivera.
The poet and artist from Colorado Springs says they had coronavirus in December. It shifted their relationship to creating art.
I feel like I'm getting more honest with myself about the things that I'm afraid of. And I think I once heard that, like, the poems you're afraid to write are the poems you need to write. And that's something I've tried to keep in mind.
Wilkinson says they've also taken this time to let go of perfectionism. They've started new hobbies like pottery, watercolors, and making prints.
If you're like me, and for a long time art wasn't fun because you had so much like pressure that you were putting on yourself, starting a new hobby can be really great for taking that pressure off.
They're also the host of the local open mic called Keep Colorado Springs Queer. Wilkinson says they plan on having virtual components to the shows, even when folks are allowed to meet in person. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado's U.S. senators want federal support to help the state recover from last year's wildfires. The senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper wrote Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and said two of the programs that he oversees are crucial to help thousands of acres of burned land recover. And they wrote they'll work with him to ensure that those recovery programs have the funding they need. The World Championships for freestyle skiing and snowboarding come to Aspen and Buttermilk Ski Resort today. Events continue over the next week. Today's rounds include qualifiers for half pipe and slope style events. Spectators are not allowed during the pandemic. The World Championships will broadcast some events on TV. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.